Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District. I'm going to discuss another livestock-related topic with you here this morning. The topic I'd like to discuss is temperament. Everybody has a different opinion on what animal temperament should be. Some people like cattle that have a little bit more spunk to them, others like docile cattle. But research has shown that calmer cattle will pay you back in the long run. Cows that are calmer have higher levels of milk production, which translates into higher pounds of weaned calf. And meanwhile, in the calf themselves, they will have a better response to vaccination at the weaning time or really any time. They tend to exhibit better growth performance, body composition. They're quieter and calmer in the feedlot, and certainly during the times of handling, easier to deal with as well. All that translates into higher average daily gains in those calm cattle in the secondary. One of the other big benefits is that calmer animals also save wear and tear on your facilities, on your equipment, and on your personnel. So there is a standard by the Beef Improvement Federation that can be used to score animals uniformly as we talk about evaluating temperament and disposition. Probably recommended times to use this scoring system would be at the time of weaning when animals haven't necessarily been through a facility, and again at yearling. Really any time of the year you can use a animal scoring system. The big thing is if you can go to this standard from the BIF, then you can kind of talk the same language as you're working with other producers. I would suggest that you write this down, but take additional mental notes as you're working throughout the year around your animals. Back to the BIF scoring system, it uses a score 1 of docile. These are cattle that are gentle, easily handled, don't do a lot of moving when they're in the chute, don't pull back on the head gate, and exit calmly. And I would say that in the squeeze chute is a good time to evaluate. A score number 2 is a restless animal. These are quieter than the average, but they may be just a little stubborn during processing. They may try to back out of the chute, pull at the head gate, flick their tail, and maybe exit the chute a little bit more rapidly than some. A score 3 relates to a nervous animal. This is a temperament that is probably manageable, but it is a little bit more nervous, impatient, and there's some struggling, tail flicking, pushing, pulling, a little bit more anxious in the chute environment, and then they exit the chute fairly briskly. Those first 3 scores of docile, restless, and nervous are fairly manageable. The next 3 become a bit more problematic. A score 4 is considered flighty or wild. These animals are jumpy, out of control, they probably struggle, quiver, shake when they're in the chute or in the working facilities. They may bellow, froth and foam at the mouth. They tend to flick their tail continuously, defecate and urinate while they're being processed. In a fence pen setting, they will frantically run the fence lines, may try to jump when penned. In general, just exhibit a very large flight distance, and they will come out of the chute fairly wildly. A score 5 is an aggressive animal, very similar to what we just talked about, but when you get to an aggressive animal, they will try to attack, especially when you get them cornered one-on-one. And then a score 6 is very aggressive, and this is the extreme temperament. We're probably talking rodeo clown when you're in this environment. These are animals that thrash about wildly. When they're in confined spaces, they will come hunt you down. So again, score 1 to score 6, docile to very aggressive. Would encourage you to use that standard as we look at evaluating animal disposition. The other piece to that then is, what do you do with that once you've established your scores? Research has shown that temperament is fairly moderately heritable trait, and you can have impact on your disposition of your herd by selecting for animals that are calmer or quieter. So, all that said, would encourage you to evaluate your animals, use the BIF standard scoring system, write it down, and then use management to address temperament if that's a goal that you have. Again, research shows that it does pay. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District Livestock and Natural Resources. Wishing everybody a happy Memorial Day and a great weekend.